all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, we've been hearing about it all, gosh, week long now, and it just keeps going on about people trying to stop smoking and what you have to do. And Michelle, I mean, how many people do you know are using these e-cigarette things?
Boy, there's so many that are using e-cigarettes. It's just unbelievable. And, you know, why do we not think that this is good for our... Because it's not.
Well, you know, the FDA is now starting to chime in, and I think there's going to be a little rocking and rolling coming out of the federal government over this, because this is going to turn into a multi-billion dollar industry. And Dr. Carol Arvon, who is a cognitive behavioral therapist, addiction specialist, and the director of behavioral health and wellness at Pritikin Longevity Center and Spa, one of my favorite places, and they've also taken care of a boatload of my wonderful patients over the years, is going to help us decipher the four steps to quit smoking stress-free. Dr. Arvon, first, welcome to Her Radio. We are so happy you're on to help us with this, needless to say, very hot, and I mean a little pun intended, scene out there. And really want to understand, right off the bat, can you just help us with this e-cigarette thing?
Well, I don't believe that we should put nicotine in our body, period. I don't think it resolves the problem. I think it just feeds that little monster inside. And by the way, glad to be here. And it's Coral Arvon.
So I love the name Coral Arvon. I love it. Dr. Arvon, so I agree with you. No nicotine, right? It's just, I mean, it's not good for us.
No, it doesn't solve the problem.
No, so what is the problem?
Well, the problem in stopping and smoking is a few things. It's our belief system. You know, what do we believe? We have limiting beliefs that keep us in difficult situations. So I go about it completely differently, a little unorthodox, but it works for me when I work with people at Pritikin or in my private offices with smoking.
Well, the smoking's been going on for a very, very long time. And what's really important for people to understand out there, there are ways to be able to quit, as it were, stress-free. Now, there's four steps. Can you go through those steps? Like, for instance, that first one, pull together a list of reasons why you want to quit smoking.
Okay. Well, what I do is, it's one of the things I do. The first thing I do is I want to know not the reasons to quit smoking. I go about it a little differently. I want to know the reasons why you keep smoking. What's so good about it? How does it benefit you? I want people to first look at that. Okay, they look at that list, what's so good about it? How does it benefit you? Then we make a list of how does it harm you. So we first look at what they think is such, why is it so great?
Okay. And then you say pay attention to when you smoke, where, with whom, make specific plans for what you can do instead. So you're really, you know, talking about everything from people who enable the smoking, because, you know, that those tribal members you hang out with are making this, you know, worse for you. And so...
Yeah, that certainly doesn't help.
Right?
No.
And so what else should they be thinking about? People, places, things?
Well, the way that I do things, so I'll have them make a list of the reasons to smoke and the reasons not to smoke. And when we get to the reasons not to smoke, we look at how it inhibits our life with working, with traveling, with friends, family, with intimacy. And I actually have them make strips of paper to put in their cigarette pack, because we're going to take the cigarettes out, so that before they quit smoking, they can pull out these strips every time they take a cigarette. I go through a series of things before we actually get to quit day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So right now we're still looking at reasons to smoke and reasons not to smoke. One thing we know for sure is that we could tell people all the reasons not to smoke, and most people know it, and they don't quit. Cigarettes
right.
are more addicting than heroin, and we know that. So all the horrible situations in the world's not going to stop them. So we start looking. I want them to come up with the answers. And yes, and I also
right.
tell them right from the start that it will be easy. It's not difficult. That's a belief system that we have in our head. In fact, we'll say, I'm quitting smoking, and I tell them to say no. I want to say, I'm escaping from this, and I'm going to be free.
Oh, I love it. So tell us about Quit Day.
Okay, well, before we get to Quit Day, I'll tell you a few more things because it adds up to that. So we want to find out what all the triggers are. People, places, times of day, things to avoid. Meanwhile, while this is going on, they're still smoking. They're pulling out their little strips that tell them all the reasons they shouldn't smoke while they're smoking. Okay, they're looking at triggers, places, times. We talk about, before we quit that, I want them to look at their belief system. This is really important before we quit. Look at the power of your beliefs. What are your limiting beliefs about smoking,
right,
about anything?
Right, right. And that's very, very important. Well, you know, we have limited time here, so I really did want to get to Quit Day, and then for 1 week what you're going to do with those ashtrays. So let's go to Quit Day.
Okay, on Quit Day, well, Quit Day is a person who's a me, and they don't know it's Quit Day yet. They go outside with me, and they bring a pack of cigarettes, and they smoke one after another, and I keep telling them, light up, tell me what's good about it. Light up, tell me what's good about it. Until they finally, they might have two or three, and they make a decision, I'm not smoking anymore. There's a lot that goes in between this, though. There's a lot of stuff about building ideas that you need to know about and about belief systems that, really help us get to that point.
Right. And is it harder for women to quit than it is for men?
Did you say, is it better?
Harder
for
women to quit?
I didn't hear you. I don't really think there's a difference. I think that, I don't really think there's a difference. There'll be studies that say that it's more difficult for women than for men, but in truth of the matter, in my experience, I don't find any difference. What I find out is people who are committed to do the 5 steps that I do with them. Once they realize that they're choosing not to smoke, it's Quit Day.
Okay, so what do you do for 1 week? You gather the contents of the ashtrays, and do what?
So after they smoke or before they quit? I'm sorry.
Step number 4, for 1 week, gather the contents of your ashtrays, put them in a jar with a lid, pour some water on the resulting goo and mess, seal the jar, and now what do you do with that jar?
Okay, that's another thing that I do before Quit Day, is I get them to smell it. And they're going to keep that jar with them in case they need a reminder of how it smells.
Oh, gross!
I
think this is definitely going to work. There's no question. Dr. Coral Arvon, who is the Director of Behavioral Health and Wellness at Pritikin Longevity Center and Spa, has helped us identify the 4 steps to quit smoking stress-free. We thank you so much, Dr. Arvon. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Give up those cigarettes. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.